It'll be a hot time in the old chapel on Saturday night, January 29th. It's the first annual Barn Burner Benefit, Vancouver's greasy rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country review. Please join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, host of the Barn Burner, for a night of honky-tonk and rock and roll mischief. This show takes place at Vancouver's newest and most unique venue, Chapel Arts, in the downtown east side at 304 Dunleavy Avenue, just one block north of the Patricia Hotel. The Barn Burner Benefit features the stunning lineup of Shiloh Lindsay, Rodney DeCrew and his new Convictions, and Minto. It's three headliners for the price of one, and the majority of the proceeds will be going to the greatest radio station on the planet, CITR 101.9 FM, and the greatest new venue in Vancouver, the Chapel Arts Gallery. Put on your boots and show your support to ensure that local artists and venues can continue to thrive in our fair city. In addition to the great acts playing, the night will also include a clothing raffle from Lifetime Collective, greasy cuisine, spaghetti westerns in the Galleria, and I'll be spinning the greasiest tracks between bands and after the show. Again, that's Saturday night, January 29th, 2011, at the Chapel Arts Gallery at 304 Dunleavy Avenue. $12 at the door, with doors opening at 8 p.m. There's no dress code, but denim on denim is probably advisable. The first annual Barn Burner Benefit, brought to you by Chapel Arts and CITR 101.9 FM.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina colada.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
Good morning. It's 11:33 in the AM. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Mead here at the helm. Thanks to Mark for yet another amazing show. Some really rare Sun Ra you just heard there. Pretty amazing stuff. Coming up in the next hour and a half, we had a real, real tragedy happen last week in the world of experimental music. Trish Keenan, lead singer of Broadcast, sadly was taken away from us at a far too early age due to complications with pneumonia. We'll explain more when we actually give it, but we're going to do a bit of a Broadcast tribute where we're going to play some Broadcast songs and compare them to songs that they were obviously influenced by. We got something new reissued from the Dead Sea. We'll be giving away tickets to a show, and the tickets have not even been released yet, but it's a pretty major gig, and so stay tuned for that. You're going to have to get on your internet because I am going to be asking a skill testing question. We're going to start off with, did a little record shopping this weekend and picked up something I've been looking for a real long time. Originally recorded January 5th, 1985 at 9X Sound Studios. I'm holding in my hands Bells Together by Jim Souter and Don Dietrich, better known as the two complete cacophonous noisenicks in Borbeto Magus. The liner notes go on to say, the music of Borbeto Magus can be hardly limited to the label of jazz. These experimentalists embrace whatever oral resources are available to take their music to extremes in both originality and impact. Coltrane's Meditations comes to mind, as well as the pioneering electronic improvisations by AMM and MVE, or the French horn work of Gordon Mumma. Many people working in contemporary improvisation have attempted to receive the excitement of those masters, but few succeed, as Bor Betomagus. With Bells Together, Jim Sutter and Don Dietrich continue to plead for vitality in new music that is much needed in a market that continues to trade high-tech superficialities for imagination and adventure. This is Jim Sutter and Don Dietrich off of Bells Together with Sykes.
Thank you. CITR, Beatroot Magazine, and AMS Events are proud to present two amazing shows at the Biltmore. February 5th, come see The Blow with Sunny and the Sunsets. This is an early show with doors at 8 and curfew at 11. February 8th, check out Vancouver's Teen Days with Yip Deceiver and Sugar and Gold, both of which are side projects for members of Montreal. This is another early show with doors at 8 and curfew at 11. Advance tickets for both shows are available from Zulu, Red Cat, and the Biltmore.
Well, the fact that there's curfews on shows now, it feels like we're in like East Germany pre-1989. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, you're listening to A Noise. You just heard some wonderful saxophony by Borbeta Magus off of 1985's Bells Together. And yes, the reason why it's called Bells Together is they stick both their saxophone bells against each other and reverberate the tonalities that they're doing there. Fantastic stuff. Moving on. Well, like I said, the musical world suffered a bit of a blow last week. Trish Keenan, half of Broadcast now, but their main vocalist, died last week very suddenly due to pneumonia. Only 42 years old. And pneumonia just seems completely not even a worry to most people, I guess. So I have no idea. It's really, really insane. I guess it was brought on by H1N1 to begin with, and then she got even sicker or whatever, so perhaps her immune system wasn't that great. But Broadcast's importance, at least to me as a listener, and I think to music in general, at least in the experimental avant-garde realm, cannot be understated. 2000's Noise Made My People, probably one of the best records of that decade. And everyone compared it to, you know, trip hop and Portishead and Stereo Lab. Well, I think it reached a hell of a lot more than that. Their music always seemed to be a little bit more challenging and a lot very referential in a way. And that's what we're going to do today. There's a great YouTube page out there called the Sound Appreciation Society. And what they do is they find little snippets of songs and compare them against each other. And they've done it with Stereolab, and they've done it with Broadcast. And so what we're going to do is I put together kind of a compilation here of Broadcast songs with actual songs that are kind of, shall we say, inspired or maybe even appropriated from the original. So the first one we're going to hear Poem of Dead Song by Broadcast, but then we're going to hear Fruscio di Fogli Verdi, which is originally done by Ennio Morricone. And just to start this off, though, a really great quote from Trish herself here. Psychedelia isn't a world only reachable by hallucinogens, but obtainable by questioning what we think is real and right, by challenging the conventions of form and temper. I discovered psychedelia, and it seemed to have self-help properties that allowed me to let go of an immobilizing working-class pride that was cementing a false identity into my psyche, stopping me from transforming. 12 p.m. in the afternoon. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is A Noise. And you just heard Basil Karchin, the British drummer and composer, been cited as the father of ambient music. That was off of his Abstractions into the Industrial North album with a track called Packing, Printing, and Light Assembly. And before that, we heard Minim by Broadcast. Two songs. One was kind of borrowing from the other, and I'm going to name it. I'll say Broadcast was borrowing from Basil there, definitely. And then before that, we heard Poem of a Dead Song by Broadcast, and then Fruscio de Fogli Verdi, originally done by Ennio Morricone, performed by Trio Junior. We're doing a little bit of tribute to Trish Keenan, lead singer of Broadcast, who sadly passed away last week, and we're going to keep on with the music here. Two tracks, definitely, I can honestly say Broadcast lifted this tune from Lubos Fizer's Valerie and Her Week of Wonders soundtrack. If you haven't seen that movie, please do check it out. It is a bizarre, psychedelic, almost horror film from the Czech Republic from the late 60s. Valerie and Her Week of Wonders, the soundtrack, was re-released a few years ago on delicious deluxe vinyl with tons of liner notes by Trish Keenan herself, actually, this album being a huge influence on the sound that Broadcast had. So we're going to hear a track simply called Valerie by Broadcast. Then we'll follow it up with Lubos Fizer's The Magic Yard.
Inside the mask, another disguise. I fall to sleep before closing my eyes. Tiredness draws in my head, a cartoon. Sun at the window, good things coming soon. Shake your earrings over my head.
It'll be a hot time in the Old Chapel on Saturday night, January 29th. It's the first annual Barn Burner Benefit, Vancouver's greasy rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country review. Please join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, host of the Barn Burner, for a night of honky-tonk and rock and roll mischief. This show takes place at Vancouver's newest and most unique venue, Chapel Arts, in the downtown east side at 304 Dunleavy Avenue, just one block north of the Patricia Hotel. The Barn Burner Benefit features the stunning lineup of Shiloh Lindsay, Rodney DeCrew and his new Convictions, and Minto. It's three headliners for the price of one, and the majority of the proceeds will be going to the greatest radio station on the planet, CITR 101.9 FM, and the greatest new venue in Vancouver, the Chapel Arts Gallery. Put on your boots and show your support to ensure that local artists and venues can continue to thrive in our fair city. In addition to the great acts playing, the night will also include a clothing raffle from Lifetime Collective, greasy cuisine, spaghetti westerns in the Galleria, and I'll be spinning the greasiest tracks between bands and after the show. Again, that's Saturday night, January 29th, 2011, at the Chapel Arts Gallery at 304 Dunleavy Avenue. $12 at the door, with doors opening at 8 p.m. There's no dress code, but denim on denim is probably advisable. The first annual Barn Burner Benefit, brought to you by Chapel Arts and CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, indeedy. Sport your Canadian tuxedo on that day, January 29th. Come on down to Chapel Arts. It's going to be a hootenanny. It's going to be a good one. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Luke Mead here on Doing a Noise. And you just heard Lubos Farizar on with his wonderful soundtrack to Valerie and Her Week of Wonders. And we're comparing that track to the track we played right before it, broadcast, with a track simply called Valerie. We're doing a broadcast tribute today because of poor Trish Keenan, who is sadly no longer with us. Coming up, two tracks that sound very similar and two of my favorite tracks, actually, period. We're going to hear The World Backwards by Broadcast, which lifts kind of a vocal line from the track. We're going to play afterwards Old Man Willow by San Francisco's Elephant's Memory. This track featured most prominently in the movie Midnight Cowboy.
Thank you. sunshade like he has made for others who can move.
Yes, indeed. Elephant's Memory from San Francisco all the way back to 1966 off their debut self-titled album, Old Man Willow, best known for its use in the Greenwich Village scene in the movie Midnight Cowboy. Definitely that was the first time I heard that song way back in, well, I was a wee lad of grade 10 or something like that, and I just was really fascinated with it. And it was a hard record to get. The first Elephant's Memory record is really, really difficult to get. Don't bother picking up their second record on Apple that John and Yoko produced. It's utterly unlistenable, but this one is a real gem. And we're playing that because of the similarities between the song The World Backwards by Broadcast, whom we're focusing on today, because Trish Keenan died last week. Sorry about that, Trish. We're going to miss you. We're going to end off our feature with probably my favorite Broadcast song of all time. We're going to compare the similarities of this song with a wonderful old school Yay Yay French pop track. If you ever told me I'd be playing a Yay Yay track, I'd go, you're crazy. But, you know, this is a certain circumstance. So, this is my all-time favorite song by Broadcast. Trish Keenan, you and your group will be missed horrendously. And this is the Book Lovers.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We know how magnets work.
If magic is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I've seen miracles in every way.
CITR 101.9 FM, just wrapping up our tribute to the sadly deceased Trish Keenan. Last week from broadcast, we heard four tracks there in total. We heard The World Backwards, and then compared that to Old Man Willow by Elephant's Memory. I told you about that. And then we heard The Book Lovers. And then we finished off with some cool old school 60s Yay Yay style Francais pop. Delphine is the name of that. I believe she's a one-hit wonder. But La Fermeture Éclair. I think that's something about a donut. I'm not sure. But we're going to move on. And some exciting news. And this can help you. This will pay off for you, the listener. The Kills are coming to Vancouver. The Kills will follow up the April release of their new album, Blood Pressures, with a tour that will have them play the Commodore Ballroom on May 8th. But here's the kicker. Opening acts are Cold Cave and The Entrance Band. Now, if you listen to the show, you know I am a huge Cold Cave fan. I am looking forward to this show. Amazingly, tickets go on sale Friday, but CITR actually has a pair to give away right now. If you call 822-2487, that's UBC-CITR, and are able to answer the skill testing question, Cold Cave are kind of a supergroup of sorts. If you can name one of the other bands that the three members of Cold Cave are in, this pair of tickets is yours. 822-2487. Get your Wikipedia out if you can. There's a hint for you. Let's listen to some old school Cold Cave. This is Sex Ads.
hello, my name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world.
Sessions never meant anything to me. I'm not crazy. Well, that's not true. I've got a pen and a guitar.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yes, indeedy. Every Thursday, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, the best of punk rock and reggae music from Tim. Love that guy. We just had some Cold Cave there. Tickets on sale on Friday for that show with the Kills. Commodore, May 8th. Going to be a lovely little, looks like a kind of a weird boyfriend duo, boyfriend-girlfriend kind of show. Also on that bill is the Entrance Band as well. It's kind of a weird bill, but should be kind of cool. Either way. Coming up for the next rest of the show, like I said, did a little record shopping and finally picked up these reissues by New Zealand's The Dead Sea. And The Dead Sea, one of the most important underground bands ever, if you ask me, one of the most underrated bands of all time, probably because their records were not really available outside of New Zealand when they were really kicking it. And thanks to the kind folks at Jag Jaguar and Bada Bing, we have the reissue of DR-503. And this is one of two LPs reissuing the Dead Sea's 80s Flying Numb material, available on vinyl for the first time ever outside New Zealand, mining deep into the underbelly of music to make two brutal documents on par with the finest moments of Sonic Youth and Throbbing Gristle. They come with two bonus 12-inch 45s containing other material from the time period impossible to find on vinyl. This is The Dead Sea on A Noise.
Thank you. this had all been a dream.
Like a vision.
Like a vision.
Of a windy
cliff top. Of a windy cliff top.
Like a dream.
In the back of your car.
Of your car.
Your hands.
Must have been a dream.
Must have been a dream.
Wheel.
Of your eyelids.